New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo. Hello.
New FM.
Oh, happy Wednesday, everyone. I'm here and ready for it.
You sound ready.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, brilliant. Just brilliant.
You got a little pep in your step today.
Yeah, I do. I'm feeling good.
You just come back from a holiday, bro.
Yeah, that's part
you
of
should
it,
be
I
on. You should be still having the Sunday sads.
What? No. You come back to life and all of the vibrancy that it is.
Yeah, okay.
What did you do yesterday?
Not much. I tried to go for a swim. Oh, mate, I couldn't do it.
Did you put, like, foot to water?
Nah.
Or you didn't even get... How far did you get?
Got to Bar Beach car park, went there and, like, had lunch in the van, as Marcus and I always do.
Yeah.
And then had the togs on, walked down to the bathroom to use the bathroom, and then was walking back up, and I was like, there's no way in hell I'm getting in that. Well, for one, it was closed because it had hectic surf conditions.
Yeah, it was wild.
Oh, my God, but the cold wind... Nah, your girl's done.
Were the waves massive? Because I saw footage from just south of here in Coogee.
I saw that too.
Did you see that? It was unbelievable.
Hectic.
It looked like something out of the Hawaii surf competition offshore.
It wasn't so big as that. It was just whitewash everywhere, all along Bar Beach yesterday.
Yeah, because I just saw the guy, right? This video of the guy.
It looks like he's surfing a big wave in Hawaii, doesn't it?
He looks like a tiny man.
Yep. The swimmer day, I think, is done for the winter season.
All the way back to summer now.
Yep.
Until we see you back in the water.
Oh, I might get a sneaky swim in here and there, but I'm not keeping myself accountable for every day anymore.
In a heated pool.
Yes, that.
Possibly.
Yep.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
What did you get up to yesterday?
I got my face needled, so then I didn't do anything.
Right.
Yeah, because you got to go straight home because you're a red lobster as soon as that happens, isn't it?
Not allowed to sweat, not allowed to do anything. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm on the lounge.
Be horizontal for the rest of the day.
Are you Netflixing at the moment? What are you watching at the moment?
What did I watch yesterday?
Good question. I wasn't there.
I remember. I saw the new Bridgerton's spin-off.
My wife, Emmy, started that. And I was like, this is absolute garbage.
Rubbish. Yeah.
But it's so easy to watch.
Tell you what else is really good.
Me in even
here are two recommendations from me, you guys. Ted Lasso, I'm watching that at the moment. Oh, my God, so good. I didn't think I'd like it. Absolutely love it. Mm. And Succession. I've finally bit the bullet.
You cracked.
Yeah. I'm on season one.
See how far you get.
I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, I got to, like, 80% of season one and I've dumped it. So we'll
see.
Yeah, see.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I like it.
I love
as well.
The chaos of rich people. And that's exactly what it is.
It's like next level.
Because that is not my life at all.
It's slightly different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less chaos.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Come on.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, so Jess, of course, the budget, big news, and locally, what does that mean for us?
Well, nothing hugely specific in terms of infrastructure, projects and things like that, but money towards things that are kind of ongoing. So there's $4 billion being put into the Port of Newcastle's clean energy project and green hydrogen, $600 million for growing regions program, which will eventually go towards things like community projects and some infrastructure projects as well. I know one that'll make you so happy, Crevo, is that the high-speed rail connection got brought up again.
I see here it's a joke amount of money. Like, So you couldn't even buy a two-bedroom flat in Newcastle with the amount of money they're offering, pretty much, isn't it?
And it's not even for a piece of high-speed rail. It's for a authority to plan it.
And it's $500,000, right?
So,
how many people can you pay on a government salary
to authorise a high speed train? Had someone already authorised it or organised it before now?
They are just playing with us.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a re-announcement too, really, because we kind of already knew that from months
joke.
Ago.
What a joke!
Anyway, but hopefully, you know, in terms of like what we get out of the budget, we'll hopefully, if we're eligible, get some money back off our energy bills. If you're on JobSeeker, that's been increased. Commonwealth rent assistance is getting lifted by 15% as well. And if you're a single parent, you'll get some more cash too.
There you go. A few dribs and drabs for a few
people around.
You like
dribs and drabs.
It's better than nothing, isn't it?
That's right.
I guess.
Some Nights Chat next, Jess. Adam Elliott is back.
Yes, so poor Adam Elliott has been on the sidelines since, like, game one this season. Pre-season, he was dealing with a bit of a niggly groin injury. Then he had an ankle injury as well, but came back for the first game. And unfortunately, the groin injury just mustn't have been quite as good as it could have been. And it's put him back on the sidelines. So he's finally back this weekend when the Knights take on the Titans at home. Other than that, the side is pretty much unchanged from their pretty bad game against Parramatta before the bye. Kalen Ponga is still in that 5/8 position despite a lot of chatter.
Interesting.
That, yeah, maybe he should be put back to his old position. But
well, with the amount of tackles that he missed, he should be put back in fullback position. Well, we won't talk about that, will we?
No.
Apparently we're an amazing team when Ponga plays. Anyway,
yeah, that's
I'm
what
angry
we're
about
yeah,
that, but whatever.
Bit upset, are you, Tyler?
We just played so well when he wasn't.
I know.
Oh, well, you guys maybe should be running it.
Maybe yeah, we should.
We'll give AOB a ring today, Jess.
Okay, deal. Right,
tell him that we'll come run the place.
Tyler will do it.
Give everyone a run for their money.
Yeah, and you only want double the money, right?
I'll be swearing at him. Running. Go on, get
fast
laps.
You.
Do laps. Make tackles. Win games.
Simple
it's
as that.
So simple.
So simple.
Thanks for that, Jess. Tyler, there's a big new risk in town when it comes to throat cancer.
Oh, right? Dear. Vapes.
So, well, no, it's nothing to do with vapes. Obviously, tobacco smoking has been the big one for so long that everyone knows about, is, you know, worried about if you're a smoker.
They're aware of it.
The thing is now, when it comes to oral sex, that is the main big risk now. 8 out of 10 people who do it, they have up to 8 times more likely to develop throat cancer.
No.
Yeah, this is a major problem, and a lot of it's to do with, like, the HPV. Obviously, a lot of women are vaccinated against that.
Yes.
But a lot of most men aren't, because it's not been really seen as a risk.
To men.
Yeah, because the thing they're worried about, of course, is cervical cancer.
Yes.
So they get all the women vaccinated, as many as possible.
But not when the men's...
But not with the men.
Getting down to business.
Exactly.
In the jits area.
They're now... this is a big issue.
What?
And, yeah, they're saying that this is actually a global problem.
So would you say that it is okay for women to still engage, because women that are vaccinated?
It seems like that would be the case, but I'm not a medical expert, believe it or not. I might wear a lab coat all the time, but it's not mean I'm a doctor.
But so it's the blokes that have to be alert and aware.
Exactly right.
Oh my God.
You've got to be so careful because
you know what? Nah, what? This is a cop out.
It isn't. That's a medical doctor that's saying this.
Nah, I feel like, you know, if there was to say that there is one gender doing it more than the other, it would be the blokes not doing it as much as
the women. Oh, I was thought it the other way around.
No, I don't reckon.
In your surveys,
I reckon now the blokes are going to be like, oh, I can't do it anymore. I'm at high risk of getting throat cancer.
Well, that's true.
Get down there and get it done, is what I'd say.
Leave it there. Let's check the traffic.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. Welcome to your Wednesday.
It's hump day already.
Yeah, I know. This
Holy
week is,
hecker.
It is flying by.
Yeah, I'm not mad about that.
A tale of survival, though, up next, which is just unbelievable. You know, Aussies can just survive sometimes in the toughest of all conditions.
You're right.
This one lady, no, she wasn't out in the outback with just, 10 mils of water and nothing else. She, in fact, was in the forests of Victoria with nothing to survive on but a bag of lollies. And a bottle of wine.
What an absolute trooper.
I know, and she got through it. And we'll find out all about how it all went down in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on New FM. And if we head just down the M1 to Victoria for this next story, because this lady, she went out for a day trip to a place called Dartmouth Dam, right?
Yeah.
Which is a nice little dam that you can sort of, I guess, go bushwalking in and stuff like that. Anyway, she just day trip. So she didn't really pack too much. She just had, this is all she took, a couple of lollipops, right?
Yeah.
She drove out there and then her car broke down and out of mobile phone service and she was down a dead end road and she had no water in the car.
That is my worst nightmare.
So it starts to go dark. She doesn't know what to do. Fortunately, though, she had in her car a bottle of wine that she planned to give to her mum. So instead of drinking water, she did the old wine into water trick.
And lived off a bottle of wine for how long?
And lollipops several days.
Days.
This is extraordinary. She was able to survive on the lollipops. She was luckily found when a helicopter spotted her car, which is down like a dead-end road that nobody normally goes there. She's just planning a short trip but ended up surviving on lollipops and wine.
You know what the smart thing is? That this woman actually stayed close to her car.
That is
because
so true.
For me,
yeah.
Had I been bogged in a certain spot,
yeah,
where you had no phone reception, I would have gone running. I would have gone looking for any type of phone signal, and I would not have been able to find my car again after that. Not a chance.
And you know what? It was so lucky because the helicopter was able to see the car there.
Before they would see her.
That's right.
Car's a lot bigger than a human.
And there she was just waving and a little bit tipsy.
Living on lollies.
And wine.
And wine.
Now, some people would say that's just a good time, but if you got no water, it's actually a bit scary.
You'd wake up feeling real dehydrated the next day, wouldn't you?
Hangover's even worse.
But also, if she stuck there for days,
yeah,
You've got to treat yourself to a glass of red sparingly, don't you?
Yeah, you can't just glug that whole thing in one night.
It's like a sip a day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you got no water.
Yeah.
You can't glug a whole bottle because you're going to need some water the next day. You're going to need that H2O to
wash
hit
it
the
down.
Soul.
Exactly. This poor lady.
What a legend.
Or was she? Did she have a great time? I don't know.
No, she should be titled Australian of the Year.
Okay.
That's how we survive.
On wine and lollies.
Yes. 4967-4105. What does your partner do that drives you nuts? Because my idiot partner, Marcus, thinks that it's normal to clean his skitties off the toilet bowl with boiling hot water from the kettle. He does his business. He goes to the kitchen. He boils the kettle. He goes back to the bathroom, pours the boiling water over the skid marks.
There's so many issues for that with me.
It's gross.
It's just disgusting.
The kettle doesn't belong in the bathroom.
It's a no. There's certain things, though, that just wind you up about your partner. It's the way it is,
yep.
I think, often.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones now, shall we?
We've got Greenkeeper Pete. How are you?
Oh, mate, living the dream.
Yeah.
As always, aren't you?
Oh, freezing me absolute, little fellas off today.
I bet it's bloody cold out there, isn't it now? Greenkeeper Pete, tell us, what does your partner do that drives you nuts?
Mate, when you've got a solar panel for love on your head, my lovey wears those little bobby pin things, and instead of putting them somewhere, they're in the bloody coffee cups, they're in the bloody coffee cup holders, in the side of the doors, in the cars, in the bloody couch. And when she drops them in the shower and you're having a shower, it's like stepping on friggin' Lego.
Yes.
And can I expand that to hair ties as well? Can they just be put away?
You've hit a nerve with Greenkeeper Pete here too, Krivo. I would have to say I'm guilty of this. Bobby pins everywhere. In the car, in my wallet, on the bedside table, in the bed, everywhere.
There's one here.
Yeah, there
That'd
you go.
Be yours,
That's mine.
It?
Yep, there's
oh
one here
God.
In the Sandgate bunker. Greenkeeper Pete, thanks for also bringing up one of my best flaws, just leaving things laying around like tissues. Your wife, Emmy.
Just put them in the bin.
No.
Just one request.
We might just need it for an emergency.
There's a full box of tissues right there that you can use at any time.
Why waste it when we've got one perfectly good one right in front of us? We're just keeping an eye out for the environment, Krivo. That's all it is. Do you hate the environment? Do you hate the planet that we live on?
You know what? If it comes to throwing away tissues, then yes. One more while I've got this moment.
All right, let it out.
If it's a windy day, can you peg the washing, all of it?
Does she not peg washing?
And if it's a wind, she'll just hang it.
No.
And if it's a windy day, I'm the one who has to pick it all up.
I've never heard of anyone doing that before, not pegging the washing on.
Yeah, just like, and some things will get a peg or two, but most things that in a windy day, because that's a good washing day, and it's all over the backyard, and I have to pick it all up.
I'm with you on that. That's not a good go.
Anyway.
That's crap.
Venting done.
There
I feel
you
better now. Do you feel better now?
No.
No, because
there's still skins
kettle,
on the toilet bowl.
The kettle thing's still going to go on.
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Krivo on New FM.
This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is where you just have to figure out what the theme is between the three things we give you. And then, if you do that better than the other person, you get a prize.
Pretty much, in a nutshell, yeah.
Yeah, and today the prize is awesome. We've got four tickets to New FM's exclusive preview of Fast X. That's the 10th Fast and the Furious movie at Event Cinemas Glendale, May 17th. Plus, everyone goes into the draw who's at the preview to win a joyride experience with Hunter Super Cruise.
Oh, now, this is fun.
This is so good because you basically get to cruise around Newcastle in a Lamborghini.
Yeah, fat laps around town.
Yeah, this is, you get to do like the Newcastle Beaches Joyride, which is basically you get to go around all the beaches in the Lambo, or even you can do it in a muscle car if that's your taste.
Like, does the winner drive the Lambo or are they a passenger in the Lambo?
Good question. I think you're the passenger.
For insurance purposes.
Probably, yeah, because these things are so spenno.
Like, yeah, they will
not everyone can just buy a Lambo.
No.
Yeah, you've got to be special.
Well, speak for yourself.
Oh, do you have one, do you?
Yeah.
What one do you have?
Couple. A yellow one.
That tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, I got a yellow Lambo, and if you want to go for a hot lap in a Lambo, call now and play Three of a Kind. 4967-4105. We move on from the Lambo chat because it's private business of mine.
Oh, okay, fair enough. We don't want to give away all that information.
No.
We do need two contestants to go up against each other to try and win the Lambo lap plus the four tickets to come along to this preview. You get to see Fast X before everyone else. How good's
bloody
that?
Bloody oath.
4967-4105. If you want to play Three of a Kind, up next, New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is where we challenge you to figure out what the theme is between the three things we give you. And if you can do this better and faster than the other person, you win yourself today four tickets to our exclusive preview of Fast X. That's the 10th of the Fast and the Furious movies at Event Cinemas Glendale, May 17. Plus, everyone goes in the draw at the preview to win a joyride experience with Hunter Super Cruise. Get your Top Gear experience in Newcastle, huntersupercruise.com.au. Let's meet our contestants now, though.
We've got our runner-up from yesterday. It's Kate in Minmaya. Good morning, Kate.
Hey, guys. How are you going this morning?
Very well, thank you. We're feeling confident for you. Are you feeling good? You're going to win today?
Yep, I've got my confidence hat on.
Yep.
Nice.
Good.
That's the way to go.
That's exactly what we want to hear, Kate. You've absolutely nailed the brief already. We've also got Cheryl in Chisholm this morning. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad, yourself?
Yeah, not bad.
That's the way.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the way this works is that we give you three things. Figure out what the theme is. Use your name as your buzzer, first of two or best of three.
Shall we test everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Kate first.
Kate.
Nice.
Very well.
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Solid.
Fantastic. Let's get this thing started with the first one,
the
Tyler.
Girls are all over it this morning, Crevo. Okay, the first one is Malteser, Oreo, M&M.
Cheryl?
Ooh, Kate, what is it?
They're all chocolate.
Oh, not the answer that we're looking for, unfortunately.
Do we want to give Cheryl a go?
We have to because she buzzed in.
Biscuits?
Ah, oh, not the answer that we're looking for either.
This was a hard one. This one was actually McFlurry flavours. So it could be Chockies, but it's not. But we'll move on to the next one.
Yep.
Okay.
Ranger, Everest, F-150.
Kate,
what is it?
They're all cars. Ford Rangers.
Ford cars.
There we go. We got there.
Oh, yeah. Very good. One on the board.
Next one. Kookaburra, Galah, Emu.
Kate, Cheryl.
Oh, Kate, what is it?
They're all birds,
or
Australian birds.
Yes,
that
you
is
got it.
Guilty. You've got yourself four tickets to Fast X. You can take friends, family. What's your situation?
Oh, I was trying to see if I can wrestle up some friends to come.
Yeah, it'll be girls fun. Not.
Put their hands up.
Yeah, plus you could win, of course, that amazing joyride experience with Hunter's Super Cruise.
Now, Kate, tell me, you're going to go and see Fast X.
Yeah.
I was going to ask Kate if she's keen on seeing any hot muscles, but I think she just hung up on us, so...
That's all right. We'll get her details afterwards.
And we'll talk about some muscles, Vin Diesel's muscles later.
Okay, we'll save that save that for another time.
Now, Crevo, a Hilton hotel manager over in the States, I believe, has been arrested and charged and is currently in jail to be released on a $27,000 bond for sneaking in to a guest's room in the middle of the night and sucking on his toes.
What, it, sucking on the guest's toes?
Yes, while the guest was asleep.
Oh, my God. All I can think of is imagine, right, you go to a hotel. When you go to a hotel when and you lock that door, you think, I'm in my own private space here.
Yes, and right. No one can enter.
No one can enter because the locks are really good on those doors, the big, thick doors.
Well,
usually.
So you've got, like, your little key cards now.
That's
that
right.
Are, you know, that are kind of just, that will work on one door and that's it.
One door and one door only.
Yes.
So imagine you're there, you're relaxed, you're very relaxed in a hotel.
You're asleep.
Yeah, and then
in that
suddenly,
big, lush bed.
You just hear this. You think, what's going on here? And then you feel a weird sensation. You look down, there's some, you know, grubby-looking manager.
Hotel manager. And so the bloke who was receiving the toe-sucking said he recognised the hotel manager from the day before because he had let himself into his room the day before saying, oh, we could smell smoke. I've brought a maintenance guy up here just to check on you to make sure you're okay.
Oh, my God.
And the guest was like, I don't smell smoke.
This
all the other
weird,
staff were like, I don't smell smoke. What is going on? So
he'd been sussing him out.
I feel like that this hotel manager had a crush on this guest.
Oh, my God.
He had a key specifically made up to enter his bedroom and then has snuck in the middle of the night and started sucking on his digits.
That is so messed up.
Could you imagine?
Oh, just the worst. In a hotel room, like I said, you feel secure.
Yep.
For some, anyway, not anymore. There's the end of that.
Where do you stand on toe sucking?
It's an absolute no in all shapes and forms.
Have you ever had anyone?
No. Ugh.
Really?
Have you?
It's quite nice.
Leave that there.
UFM.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, so, Tyler, up next, this is amazing. So, at the Formula One at the moment,
yeah.
They've got, like, a food section,
yeah.
Of course, and some of the prices, right, on these food items are outrageous.
No way.
Yeah, so, for example, if you want some prawns with cocktail sauce,
yeah.
Right, in a little bowl, and there is a little fresh salsa with it,
yeah.
It's nearly $500.
What?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
What in the heck?
A soggy, as the description was given, ham roll was $61.
That's a rip.
They are taking the absolute mickey.
Yes.
It is outrageous. And this is, I feel like, the most extreme example of what often happens at sporting events.
Yeah. We're going to get into that next. Don't forget, though, after 7, Crevo, our trivia check is back. $475, I think it's at this morning.
You
now.
Are right. $475 bucks up for grabs. But up next, we are talking sporting
events
rip-offs because we've all been there at some point along the journey.
Now, Crevo, it sounds like there are three things that are unavoidable in this life, and that is death, taxes, and being forced to pay 50% of your monthly income to get, like, a bowl of chips at a sporting event.
It's so expensive when you go to any kind of, like, local event.
Festival, even yeah. The show, like, any of the shows, you're paying $25 for a Dagwood dog.
It's so expensive, even, like, yeah, the Newey show or whatever.
Yeah.
Costs a fortune.
Spenno.
Yeah.
Some bloke that went to the Formula One Miami Grand Prix over the weekend posted a photo of what was advertised as a Wagyu steak sandwich at the Miami F1.
Mm-hmm.
The photo, though, is just some soggy ham on a soggy bread roll. There's no Wagyu steak there. And guess how much it cost him?
I don't know.
Have a guess.
$16.
$61 for some ham and what looks like barbo sauce on a soggy bread roll wrapped in foil.
They are just taking the mick, aren't
yeah.
they? It's just, what it is you're a captive audience because you can't, like...
Can't leave.
You
no
can't
pass
exactly,
outs at the F1.
No, you can't duck out and go and get some Maccas across the road.
No.
And they just always do this at events.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Like, my brothers over the weekend went to the Magic Round up in Brisbane for the NRL.
Yeah.
Like, mid-strength beers, $18 a schooner.
Are you joking
for
me?
For a midi. What
That's,
a rip.
That is outrageous.
I went to Groove in the Moo a couple of weeks ago here at Maitland Showground. $29 for a HSP.
That,
for a halal snack pack?
That's out of control.
$29 for a box of meat, chips and some Tommy sauce? That, what a rip.
That is crazy. And this is what we wanted to do here. When did you get ripped off at an event? Because it sticks with you.
Oh, doesn't it, what?
Just even
because you always blow up about it years later.
I know. And we don't mind hearing about ones from years ago.
No. Nah.
Because like, even then it felt expensive.
$61 for a soggy ham roll.
That's top of the bills. But, you know, even those kind of expensive beers or whatever,
yep,
that you've never forgotten.
Yeah.
4967 4105. And the best callers on air today, a double to the Knights versus Titans, Sunday, May 12th, this Sunday.
Ironic, because you'll probably get ripped off there getting a bowl of chips.
I would, yeah, I mean,
but
probably.
We'll hook you up with the free tickets anyway.
Exactly, so that part's covered.
4967 4105. When did you get ripped off, whether it be at the footy, at the show, at any kind of event, a festival?
Yeah.
Yes, we want to hear about it.
All your stories, and we'll swap those stories for the tickets up next. 4967 4105.
Yeah, we want to know when you've been ripped off at any kind of event, at the footy, at a festival, after some bloke who was at the Formula One Miami Grand Prix was charged $61 Australian for a soggy ham sanger, and it looks gross.
It doesn't look like a quality piece of bread with meat.
Not at all. Brett has hit us up on Insta at @thenovos_ saying a bucket of chips at a local kids comp in Maitland was $14.
That is ridiculous.
That's a rip.
I know there's a potato shortage, but please.
$14 for a bucket of chips at a kids soccer comp?
Ridiculous.
You wouldn't even pay for that at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Nah, I wouldn't have thought so.
Rip off.
I remember back when the 2000 Olympics were on,
yeah,
went to one of the events, and a bottle of water back then, which is now
23 years ago,
yeah, was like $7.
No.
And everyone was just shocked and talking about it. It made the news.
What do you reckon they're slinging bottles of water for at the 2024 Olympics in Paris?
Like $20, I reckon.
€25, I reckon.
Yeah, I think it'd be that bad. Out of control.
We've got Ty on the phone in Madawi. Hey, Ty.
Good morning, guys.
Now, tell us, when did you get ripped off at the event?
Okay, I took my kids and we wanted ice cream.
Yeah.
So we walk up to the thing. They were $12 for one scoop and $9 per scoop after.
Where was this at?
It was at a concert in Sydney for children.
Oh, my God. They sting you, don't they?
$12 a scoop.
It cost me $60 because, of course, the kids wanted three scoops each.
You are a very, let's say, generous parent, because I'd be like, no, you get one scoop in one cup and you can share it.
Yeah, Ty's like, no, you can't do that.
But I would be,
no, like, the puppy dog guys got me.
Oh,
God, you're a good parent. Because I'd imagine, you know, kids want ice cream. Yeah, yeah, three paddle pops. You know, $4. You know, $12,
$15 or whatever.
$60. That's outrageous.
Yeah. What a rip!
I know.
Talk about cost of living through the roof. Cozzy live.
Yeah.
Through the roof, and they want to sling bloody $60 for ice cream.
Just outrageous.
What's the world coming to?
I know. There needs to be better prices at these events. It's out of control.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
$475 up for grabs this morning, Crevo.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. If you want that cash money, and you reckon you've got what it takes to answer one question, which I think that's everyone in Newcastle at this point.
Oh, yeah, for that cash.
If you can correctly answer one question, we'll give it to you.
That's it.
There's a deal.
So simple. There's no this and that. Enter here. Put your name in the draw.
None of that.
Nah. Just answer the question. It's right. Money's yours. There you go.
4967 4105. If you want that cash, call now. We're playing Trivia Check next.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Oh, yeah, we love money on this show, Crevo.
We sure do.
Give it all to me.
Okay.
Nah, in this case, we might be giving it to Boz in Lambton. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic.
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
What are you up to today, Boz?
Off to work, unfortunately.
What do you do for a crust?
A bit of sales.
Ah!
What are you selling, Boz?
Corporate Boz.
You name it, I'll sell it.
Bit of this, bit of that.
I like that. Good stuff, Boz.
All right, Boz, we've got a question for you. $475 is all yours if you can correctly answer it. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, don't let that 5-second timer get in your head. Here we go.
Yeah, ignore that. What mammal has the longest lifespan on Earth?
Elephant?
Oh, elephant was a good guess. Unfortunately, incorrect. It's the bowhead whale. Can live up to 200 years.
Unbelievable.
I wouldn't want to live for that long. I don't want to know what technology's doing in 200 years' time.
That was a toss-up between the whale and the elephant.
Oh, boys, you were so close.
Oh, well, better luck next time.
Sorry,
tomorrow,
mate.
Though, that means $500.
Oh, that's nice.
Same time, same place. Got to be on New FM. This lady, just a few days ago, basically, she had this lotto ticket sitting in her drawer for ages.
Yeah.
In fact, she's had it for 2 years.
Never had it checked.
Never checked it, and it was not registered. And she just had it sitting there. It's just one of those things. In fact, I think I've got a lotto ticket in the drawer that I haven't checked for ages as well.
Are you mad?
I don't know. I just haven't checked it.
What do you mean?
I think you get 6 years to check.
It honestly takes me 2 seconds. I'm like, right, if I've got this, I'm going to go check it now. Sooner I win money, the sooner I'm out of here. Straight to the Maldives.
Anyway, this lady, she left there 2 years later. She goes, you know what, I'm going to actually get that checked. So she bought it originally from, I think it's Pharmacy for Less at Lake Macquarie Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the pharmacy there. And anyway, she takes it in there to get checked. Turns out she's won $1 million.
A millie sitting in her undies drawer for 2 years?
It was the only, like, Division One winner in that drawer, right? So she didn't share the money with anyone. And she's obviously, like, she's just held onto this ticket the whole time. And on Monday, she's like, you know what, I better go check that. Turns out it was the winner. How amazing is that?
$1 million?
Just sitting in the drawer. Can you imagine, like, at some point she could have accidentally thrown that out.
What drawer do you reckon it's sitting in?
Well, she hasn't said, but I reckon it's that drawer in the kitchen with everything.
It's full of junk, yeah. Like post-it notes, screwdrivers, Panadol, all of the above.
Batteries.
Yes.
What do you call it? A random glue stick.
Old that you don't remotes.
Even know why you need.
What else is in mine? Random cords that I've got no idea what they're for.
Rubber bands.
Yes. Opal cards.
All that stuff.
All that junk.
And there's an old lotto ticket. You know, I better check that before it fades.
You better.
Because sometimes they do fade.
Yeah, and then you can't tell.
It could be $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
If I don't come into work tomorrow, I'm probably sick. But in a very small chance.
I've also just cleaned out my junk drawer and found an old lotto ticket.
Congratulations to this unnamed...
anonymous lady in Mount Hutton. I'd be anonymous too if I was winning a milli.
If you see somebody like in the next driveway over from you getting a brand new car in and you live in Mount Hutton, you know. You know what's happened.
Yep.
Now to the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Emily.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
A mostly sunny day today with large and powerful surf conditions. Top of 22 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a good half a chance of some rain. Right now, it's 13 degrees at Newcastle. That's the latest from the Hunters 100% live and local newsroom, 105.3 New FM.
Yay! Well done!
Fantastic. Good work. Now, tell us, I believe you're off to do some cross-country today. Is that right?
Yeah.
Big day for you, Emily. Now,
weather whiz kid than that. Jeez.
I know. Huge day for you. Now, tell us, what school do you go to, Emily?
I go to Rosie Park.
That's pretty cool. And have you got some people from your school that would be listening today?
I don't know.
The whole class, you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon too.
I reckon they would be.
Oh, my God. Well, you did an amazing job. Should we get a score from Jess in the newsroom?
Yeah.
Hey, Emily, you did so well. I'm going to give you 8.5 soccer balls out of 10.
8.5 is pretty good, sis. That's solid.
Well done.
She's coming for our jobs, Jess.
No doubt.
Well done to you, Emily. Best of luck at cross country today. You're going to absolutely smash it.
Yeah,
of course you are. Yeah. Plus, as well, you win yourself a great prize.
Totally. You've scored yourself your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. You can jump, climb, party and play with unlimited playtime. So stay and play all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills, kidsworldplay.com.au. We've got that for you, a special certificate. Congratulations.
It's, thank you.
And pleasure. Thanks for coming in. Now, of course, if you'd like to be the next Weather Whiz Kid, it's very easy. You can just register online now, newfm.com.au. It's as simple as that. You could be our next weather presenter on New FM. That's you waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo.
Crevo, I came across this post in a women's Facebook group that I'm a part of online. Yep. And it's some photos of this woman's daughter's homework that has been sent home with her. And it's basically part of her PE homework is asking her to diarise everything that she eats, records every meal that she eats across the day, but also recording hours that she's active during the day, the amount of screen time that she's using, and how much sleep this her daughter is getting as
how
well.
How interesting. This feels almost like a science cross with PE class. It's quite cool.
I feel like the intention is to, you know, record and learn about nutrition.
Yeah.
But this mother's concern is that she is worried about what bad habits in body positivity this may cause. Because obviously, you know, as women grow older, there can become an obsession with what they eat, what they're putting into their bodies, how they're recording that, and the obsession of making sure that there's a list of, you know, what you know. Well, not always necessarily women either. Mm. Just people in general are always, you know, there can be an obsession with, you know, diarising your food. And I just don't know whether or not I feel like it's the right thing to be doing for your homework.
Now, you say that, but listening to what you've explained as what the homework was, to me, it sounds quite sensible. Like, I wish, in a way, I wish I, at that age, had a better understanding of what different foods were.
I think I did. I think I was made to do this kind of diet. And it's, you're right. Like, if at that age, maybe I would assume high school, year seven, year eight is when they start teaching these kinds of things. You are, you know, it doesn't hurt to understand nutrition from that age, but also too, is it the right way to go about it in making sure that you're listing everything that you're putting into your body? There are a lot of comments on this saying, from other parents saying, if my children brought this homework home, I'd be sending it straight back. I don't think it's promoting good body positivity. I don't think it's promoting good habits, which I seem to sit on that side of the fence with it. I just don't think it doesn't sit well with me in that you're asking children to record all the foods that you're eating, because of course you know, if you've got a child that's on the spectrum, they have their safe foods, they like beige foods, they like certain textures, and they like eating those foods day in, day out. Is there going to be some sort of judgment from teachers being like, well, you've been eating this food at the same time every day for the last couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Should we look into this? Is this a concern of ours? You know?
I think we need to like discount that situation.
Totally.
Because I feel like that's a bit of a separate, like,
I mean, for me, though, I'd be rocking up with chockies, lollies.
Yeah.
I'd be getting called a fatty for sure with the amount of junk I used to take to school and used to eat when I was at school.
Here's the thing, though. I just think that there's, like, compared to in the past, there's so much more different food out there.
Yeah.
And that as a result of that, a lot of these, like, especially processed foods, can be hiding a lot of, like, fat and sugar and stuff.
Yeah, preservatives and junk.
All this stuff that you might not realise. Like, a food can look as if, especially with good packaging, can appear to be, like, a health food.
Yeah.
But actually, if you don't understand all the nutritional information, and I don't even really understand all of it, then I think you can be eating food that's not that healthy.
Do you think that age is, you know, early high school days is the right age to be teaching that?
I think it's perfect time because that's when you start to maybe choose your own food more.
I'm not sure. I want to let's put it to parents of Newcastle as well on 4967-4105. Do you think it's right or wrong for students to have a food diary as part of their homework?
So you're saying basically it's too much pressure.
Yeah.
You can teach nutrition, but it's too far.
I don't think it's the right thing to be doing.
I hear what you're saying, but I actually think it's a good tool, and I wish I'd learnt something like that.
Interesting. 4967-4105. Do you think a food diary for homework is a good thing for students, for high school students, or any students
like
of any age?
Young teenagers, really, yeah. Of course, the best callers on air today, a double to the Knights versus the Titans this Sunday, May 12th. That's going to be a great game.
It will be Mother's Day too.
Yeah, that's it. So maybe you could give that as a little gift. It's up to you.
Totally.
4967-4105. Do you think a food diary is a right or wrong for kids of this age?
A post that I've come across in in a women's Facebook group, Crebo, is a mum basically asking for advice as to whether or not she's overreacting about her daughter's homework, which is basically just a food diary where her teachers are asking her to record every item of food that she eats, as well as her screen time, as well as her active hours, as well as the amount of sleep she's getting in as well. We want to know if it's the right or wrong thing to do for students. Sarah has hit us up on our Instagram at @thenovos_ saying food diaries are wrong at a young age due to poverty line, allergies, etc. There's too much judgment. However, if it is an elective subject in year 11 or 12, it's a different story. They literally banned an episode of Bluey because the dad weighed himself.
That seems like an overreaction. I mean, you can weigh yourself. That's like an acceptable thing to do.
Oh, you should have
life.
Seen the internet blow up about it, though.
Outrageous.
It's just, you know, it's bad. It's promoting bad body positivity or bad habits.
The use of scales should not be banned. That's just a thing in life.
Well, he does go on to say, oh, I put on a bit of weight, la, la, la. You know, it's bad language in front of children and all the rest of it. But, I mean,
I don't know.
It opens up the conversation. We are asking on 4967 4105, is it right or wrong to send a food diary home for homework with kids? Let's go to Yvette in Maryland up first. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What are your thoughts on this?
Wrong.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Well, look, the same thing happened to my daughter when she was 10 years of age.
Wow. Mm.
They were sending surveys out that young at the local school, and I just refused to fill it in.
Yeah, I agree with you. 10 years is too young.
And it is not because of bad eating habits or anything like that. I've always instilled veggies,
good habits,
fruit, stuff like that. It's to me, it's a shaming thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so too. And I think 10 years old is very young for that too, Crebo.
Even I would say that. I was sort of thinking as a teenager when you start to pick your own food a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
When you can make those choices, but 10 is not that age.
Yeah, not even involved at that age.
No.
Up next is Jess in Fletcher. How are you doing?
Hey, good, thanks.
That's the way. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I can see the pros and cons of it. I mean, as a teenager, I remember doing this, but I also remember lying about what I put on it because I knew that, you know, if I ate a particular food, I'd be judged for that.
Mm.
So I definitely feel like there's a lot of pressure on the kids on what they're writing down because, of course, they know, like, that writing down chocolate, well, that's going to look bad, and I know that I shouldn't be eating that. But, yeah, then it sends a message of, hiding food and creating those habits early on. But also, you know, it's year 7 and 8, they're not buying their own food. Their parents are still buying their food. So
yeah,
that's true.
There's a certain level of
education.
Education, but also shaming the parents because that's their choices. Like, I mean, in our family, I've got a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, so my 3-year-old eats absolutely nothing, so I just struggle to get food in his mouth.
Yeah.
And my 2-year-old eats everything. So it's sort of, and I'm vegan. So
God, there's a whole lot of complication going on there, isn't there? Wow.
But yeah, it comes down to preferences as well, I guess, too. So, yeah, you're right. And hiding food can be the beginning of really bad food habits as well. If you're hiding what you're eating, that's really scary for children to be doing that, or students to be doing that at any age.
For parents, because they don't know what's going on as well.
Totally. 100%. Let's wrap this up with Christine in Cameron Park. Hey, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Tell us your thoughts on this.
I think it's great. I actually remember doing this at school, and my kids do some kind of version in PD, health PE.
Yep.
So I find it's good to actually the education and learning about how the food processes work, different kind of carbohydrates and all that kind of stuff, learning all the stuff about it. My husband, I don't think, ever did this, so we actually have many conversations now going, why are you feeding this to our children? His philosophy is there's vegetables in it, aka it's healthy. So, because he doesn't understand the grouping of different foods, different carbohydrates, just because he'd never really bothered to sit down and learn that at school. And I think this is actually a way of tweaking your own interests, and then that way you can actually take that upon yourself. That's what education is for, tweaking your interests to then do self-first more learning, really.
Totally. Yeah. Now, I understand, obviously, of course, it's vital for humans to understand, you know, the benefits of different types of food, like you said,
nutrition,
protein, carbohydrates, all that type of stuff. But, Christine, with your own children, do you think you would be worried if they were like Jess was saying, hiding foods or lying about what's on their diary.
That's actually a different issue altogether. I 100%. I think then there's actually a big family issue, potentially a family issue going on, or actually self-esteem issues, or there's something more psychologically needs to actually have a conversation about why you're feeling like this, what's
that
going on.
That you need to hide it and that sort of thing.
I think it also comes down to the education and the attitudes around it and saying, you know, there's no judgment here. It's just, you know, we're learning about...
That's right.
You the know, importance of food and the different types of food as well. Interesting chat.
Definitely. And the way it's framed is vital.
Absolutely.
Fascinating. Thanks for all your calls and opinions there.
My mum's a legend.
105.3 New FM. The Novos, Tyler and Crevo, spoiling mums of the Hunter this Mother's Day. And spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or Ugg boots from Mortel's Sheepskin Factory.
Yeah, that's right. This is your chance to basically spoil your mum for free, because we've got this awesome Mother's Day pack up for grabs. The slippers, the scarf, Mortel Sheepskin Factory. They really do make such good quality stuff.
Oh, they look so nice and warm and squishy under your feet too.
The only Uggs I use.
Are they?
Yep. They're the best. Absolute best.
If you want a nice little Mother's Day pack, all thanks to Mortel Sheepskin Factory, you got to throw your mum under the bus.
Yeah, so what we're looking for is something embarrassing that a mum has done.
Yep.
Here's an example from Amanda. She was from Raymond Terrace. She threw her mum under the bus and won. This is the level of story we're looking at.
We're waiting for her. She's coming over for a coffee one afternoon. She comes flying in the back door, makes a beeline for the toilet.
Yeah.
The next minute we hear, oh, my God, no, I've got it all over my bra. We're going, what? How did you get it on your bra?
Now, so that's the kind of deal that we're looking for.
Yeah. What embarrassing thing has your mum done? Throw her under the bus and then you get to give her an amazing gift to show her how good a mum she is.
Yeah, you can spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or Ugg boots from Mortel Sheepskin Factory. Call now on 4967 4105 if you want this Mother's Day pack from Mortel's Sheepskin Factory. Just got to throw your mum under the bus. We'll do it next. What's the goss on the way with producer Stephen? What do you got for us?
Yeah, some bad news, unfortunately. One of the world's biggest pop stars could be pulling the pin on his career pretty early.
Have a think about that.
That's the only clue you're going to get, though. Okay.
Big if true. Now, though.
My mum's a legend.
105.3 New FM. The Novos, Tyler and Crevo, spoiling mums of the Hunter this Mother's Day. And spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or Ugg boots from Mortel's Sheepskin Factory.
Yeah, this is basically where we reward you for throwing your mum under the bus. You can spoil your mum with a pair of sheepskin slippers or Ugg boots from Mortel Sheepskin Factory. Or, Crevo, we can hook you up with some right now.
That's right. You could score yourself the slippers and the scarf and look like a bit of a hero. All you need to do is tell an embarrassing story about your mum and do it better than the other contestant.
Totally.
First up, it's Tani in Charlestown. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Very good, very good. Now, throw your mum under the bus. What happened?
Oh, I've been waiting years to tell this publicly. So, my brother and I, impressionable teenagers, 14 and 16, were staying at Horseshoe Bay Caravan Park up at Southwest Rocks. And we went out for a morning surf with all our teenage mates back in the day, you know, super cool. And back in that, you didn't have parents when you're that age.
Yep.
No one knew. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Yep.
So we're out there surfing, and next thing, mum, in all the glory, you know, pajamas and her dressing gown and the fluffy slippers that work for hotels, comes running down onto the beach, screaming at us to come in to see who would like to go fishing with my dad.
Oh.
And we're just... My brother's like looked at me and he's just like, I'm not going in. You go.
We don't know that woman, that crazy woman on the beach.
Oh, and to this day she goes, it's a Chanel dressing gown. They wear them around the pool.
Oh, please. No dressing gown, whatever brand it is, can make up for that.
And
level
no Mortel slippers either. She needs the Mortel. She's just got cheap Kmart ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go next to Belinda in Singleton. Hey, Belinda.
Hello, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. Are you ready to throw your mum under the bus?
Yes.
Go on, hit us.
So I regularly take my mum away on holidays with us, and we recently left Newcastle, stopped at Murrurundi, and she left her handbag in the toilet. She didn't realise this until we got to Tamworth for our next stop, so we had to double back to Murrurundi. we then stopped at Tamworth again on the way up, and she left her handbag at McDonald's. So we didn't realise this until we were halfway through the New England and doubled back to Tamworth.
No.
She did it one more time at Tenterfield, so we then had to ban her from taking her handbag out of the car. And it added a whole day to our trip having to double back. And she thought that was really okay because the extra night was spent in a motel. She decided she wanted to get a movie to watch for the family.
Yeah.
She picked one that she liked the name of, but it ended up being X-rated. So...
Oh, my God.
Your mum sounds like an absolute hoot to hang out with, Belinda.
So anyway, we had lots of fun on our extra day of the holiday.
Watching X-rated movies with Grandma.
And being like, why did we travel this all this extra time?
Oh, that's good. Who do you reckon is the winner here?
Oh, for me, it's got to be Belinda.
I think
Singleton.
So too, Belinda and Singo. Well done. You've just scored yourself a Mother's Day pack, all thanks to Mortel Sheepskin Factory. Well, that is a doozy. Well done.
Thank you.
Make sure you give, I mean, you can keep them for yourself if you like, but give these to your mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
that's so funny.
Maybe she needs to gift them back.
Maybe she does for all the lost time.
For the pain she's caused. And the X-rated movie.
Oh, that's good.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is a cat toy for a cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, some big pop stars pulling the pin?
Yeah, well, supposedly it's rumoured that none other than...
No.
The Weeknd could be pulling the pin. So, in a recent interview, Abel Tesfaye, who obviously performs under the name The Weeknd, has hinted that this next upcoming album could be his last before he retires The Weeknd.
So, does that mean that he may still potentially be releasing new music, just not under The Weeknd brand
like
anymore?
Like it'll be under Abel Testing?
Well, that's what's hinted.
Right.
And you would assume if he's retiring The Weeknd, it could be like a style swap or a genre swap or something like that. But he's claimed that he's done everything he needs to do. He's achieved everything as The Weeknd.
That's fair. You've seen musicians in the past, but Childish Gambino did it.
That's right.
He retired the name Childish Gambino, released music as Donald Glover, and now apparently he's coming back as Childish Gambino because he's got more to give.
Oh,
so, I mean, if that's anything to go off, The Weeknd will be back in 12 months, 18 months' time anyway.
Yeah, that's right, when he wants to tour, because who's buying tickets to Testing at Abel?
Yeah.
No one. Well, speaking of artists with more to give... Robert De Niro welcomes his seventh child to the world at age 79.
What?
He's 79. He's just had his seventh child. Unbelievable.
To who?
Oh, his partner.
Some hot chick
that's
30 years younger than him?
No,
you'd hope they'd be 30 years younger than him because the kid will be pretty young by the time.
He won't have mummy and daddy there for his 18th birthday if that's the case.
It'll be 100. When
oh, my God.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Holy heck. Is Robert De Niro the next Nick Cannon?
It seems that
well,
way.
Well, he's running out of time.
Yeah, he is.
I don't think he'd get to, what's Nick Cannon got, 13 or something like that.
15 or 16. Robert De Niro is also not only running out of time, but probably running out of swimmers as well, you know?
The old
at
Kid
that
Cannon himself.
Exactly. Well, I mean, yeah, fair play to him for, you know, being able to make a child still at...
Pump one out.
Yeah, 79. But a lot of people struggle at that age.
They do.
Play to him.
Well done, Robert De Niro.
Indeed. Oh, we've been feeling the cold and wind around Newcastle last few days, haven't we?
Yes, indeed.
And it's been like that up and down the coast. Like, did you see the footage of those waves at Coogee?
Oh my God. Yeah, and there was a guy surfing them, and it looked like he was surfing a big wave in Hawaii.
Yeah, he'd gone over for some big competition.
Massive.
But it's just in Coogee. It's unbelievable.
The surf here in town yesterday at Bar Beach was pretty heckers too.
Were there people out there surfing
at
all?
It was like whitewashed.
Yeah.
And the beaches were closed. You know how where the Bar Beach car park is and you walk down to that little patch of sand there where the beach, all like barricaded off, couldn't even get in.
Wow.
Like they've fully closed the beach. It is just a hot mess down there at the moment.
Wild, wild weather in our region, that's for sure.
Switching gears though, next Crevo, because we are going on tour. We next week are looking for Newcastle's best toasty ever, and we need an official taste tester to come with.
Yeah, so we'll chat more about it in a minute, but we're sort of auditioning people to see who would be good enough to taste the best toasties in our region.
It's not for the faint-hearted.
Nah, this is a big responsibility to hold on your shoulders. We'll do it in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM.
Crevo, what was just a silly throwaway comment on Monday has turned into a big job for us.
200 toasties.
I wanted to find Newcastle's best toastie because it was cold on that day, and now all of a sudden we're going on tour.
That's right, and this is an amazing opportunity for one lucky Novocastrian to come with us, eat free toasties for a week, and try them all the best, like the best of the best. You got to be a connoisseur.
Yeah, and then crown Newcastle's best toastie.
Yeah, so we'll be voting, like, how many points does this one get, scoring it, away we go.
And you got to score based on crunch, on cheesiness, on ooziness, on the perfect ratio of butter.
Oh, yeah, on the outside. On the bread. Yep. Fillings and toppings. Yum. All of that. Do they sprinkle a bit of the rock salt on top? Yes, please.
Do they mix a bit of hot mustard in with the cheese so it oozes?
And has better stretch.
Stretch cheese.
Now, if you think you're good at eating toasties, this is your opportunity. If you think you know a lot about toasties,
and you want to come on tour with us next week for Tour de Toastie, we want you.
This is your chance.
Yeah.
4967-4105. We're auditioning for one toasty tester.
The official. This is serious business, Crevo. It's not just like you rock up, you eat a toast and you leave. You have to wear this as a badge of honour.
That's right. You need to put a lot of thought into it. Are you good at describing how food is? Like, you know, as I said before, the stretch of the cheese.
The crunch of the bread.
Does it swing away like a little rope on a trapeze in the jungle?
Is it hot? And then you've got to go to eat it.
All of that sort of stuff.
You know?
If you're good at describing it, if you're good at eating toasties and you absolutely love them, we want you.
Yeah, we want you to come on tour with us. Call us now on 4967 4105. We're going to just do a little audition for the official Toasty Taste Tester next.
That's right. Call now 4967 4105 if you'd like to be the representative for the people on Tour de Toastie. We're doing it next. New FM.
And we are going on tour.
Yeah, we are. This is amazing.
Tour de Toastie is alive and thriving, and we just need some people to join the team to come on tour with us to be the official Tasty Toasty Taste Test. That's so hard to say.
I know. But basically, this is how it's going to work. It'll be you, myself, and one representative from the people all scoring these toasties on different categories and I guess what's the word I'm looking for? Different parts of the toastie, basically.
Yes, all the components.
That's it.
And we've also, too, been asking for Novocastrian suggestions on where we can get the best toastie as well. That's on our Facebook page on UFM. So if you want to go and submit
like
a
suggestion. Like your local cafe or something that you know has a great toastie.
We could be going there next week.
That's right. Sit it up there. And then at the end of next week, we're going to crown the best toastie in Newcastle.
Best toastie ever.
That's it. And it's
ever.
No one else can take that crown away from you once you've got that.
Not ever.
That's a once and done thing.
Totally. Now, shall we go to the phones? I think we've got someone on here that is about to go through an audition.
That's right. To be the people's toasty taste tester.
We've got Piper in Newcastle. Hey, Piper.
Hello, how are you guys today?
Very well, thank you. Now,
never better.
We've got some serious questions to ask you here, Piper, but do you think, just to start off with, do you think you've got what it takes to be the ultimate official toasty taste tester?
Oh, I mean, it is a big title to carry on the shoulders, guys. It really is. So I think I've got it. I think I do.
Good. Good. That's what we want to hear.
Confidence is a great start. A great start.
Crevo, do you want to ask the first question?
Absolutely. And this one is a little broad, but just give us a brief answer. What do you look for in the perfect toastie?
First off, a good personality.
Okay.
Okay.
Good feeling?
Yep.
No, there's several components, definitely. I mean, the bread's got to be really great toasted, but, you know, there's so many different types of breads, of course, but we don't want it to be too dry or too soggy. We want it to be able to hold together everything really well. The flavour profile's got to be really strong. You know, there's a couple of toasties that I've had over the years that they've got all of the things there, but it just doesn't pack a punch. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
no matter what it is, I really wanted to show up on the plate. I'm looking for, you know, I don't mind a little bit of like a drip tray below me. Like, I'm okay for it to fall apart on me. Everybody falls apart sometimes.
That's so true.
Nice. That is a very good
answer.
Yeah, a great answer. When did you have your last toasty, Piper?
My last toasty was last week.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. So she's, yeah.
Yeah, you're a regular toasty eater already.
Absolutely.
A lot of points of reference. Yes. That's what we're after.
Now, we want you to, Piper, now for us, review your last meal so we can get a feel on how you like to review things after you've eaten it.
Absolutely. Okay. Oof, pressure. My last meal. All right. So I had a really nice homemade chicken wrap last night, and, you know, I pieced it together myself, so I do have to give myself points for that. I definitely do have to do that. But I really, really loved the different parts of it. It was a small wrap, and it was great to be able to fit in my hand. I really loved that.
Eating on the go.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy on the go. Really great. There was there's a really good consistency of the mayo to lettuce to chicken ratio.
Nice.
So about the ratios as well. Not too soggy, as I was saying before, like with my toasties.
Yep.
Really loved it. The chicken was great. And you know what is the most underrated thing about some meals is salt and pepper. And it just really showed up for me last night.
You've got it. You cannot miss out on the seasoning, Piper. You've set the bar pretty high.
You definitely have.
Prevo, I like her.
Yeah, so do I. You're definitely in with a chance. Of course, throughout the rest of the week, we will be auditioning more potential toasty taste testers. If you think you've got what it takes.
I've already picked mine.
What do you mean?
Piper's my pick. She's solid.
She's very good. She's very good.
The bar has been set high.
That it is. If you love toasties, you love the cheese, the meltiness.
Oh.
It's just like probably half an hour three times the following week.
We'll
be good to go.
Yeah. I can't believe all week next week our life will just be consuming toasties.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Is this a dream or what?
My body is ready.
Wake me up.
Yeah.
I'm in a dream.
From my dream.
I know. That's us done and dusted for today, though. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.